won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Tuesday, July 14, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line, longtime friend, actually state senator, ran for governor in 2018. He's been involved in election integrity ever since him and I were in the basement of the TCF Center, November 2020 election. Pat Kobeck's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You have some information that's a little bit of a precursor to President Trump's address that he's going to be addressing the nation Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Do you mind sharing a little bit, give us a little hint as to what maybe President Trump will be talking about?
Well, I think there's a lot of information out there already. I think MS Now is reporting on it. And basically, President Trump is going to be sharing information about the 2020 election interference that you saw, I saw, we both saw firsthand, along with a lot of other meddling kids all over the country. And I think it's going to be a big address. He's going to be flanked by Director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe. He's going to be flanked by Director of National Intelligence, Bill Pulte. And he's going to be flanked by Kash Patel, the FBI director, and also the director of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen. So it's talking about a pretty broad scope of representation. So I think he's going to be hitting on a lot of different areas related to each of those agencies within the federal government. So this is I think the key theme that I'm looking for coming out of this is that this was an attack upon the United States critical infrastructure and needs to be addressed accordingly.
And especially, Pat, heading in to this very important midterm election, not only at the state level, Michigan, first time in a long time, electing an open seat for governor and U.S. senator in the same election, but more importantly, representation in Washington, D.C., which this election will determine who controls the House as well as the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, you bring up an extremely important point, why it's important for the president to talk about this. He's not trying to relitigate the 2020 election, or he's not trying to go off and declare himself the winner of that third term, although he always, you know, throws that in as a little jab into folks because he did win the 2020 election. But he's not talking about getting for that. What he's talking about is how do we secure our elections going forward. And frankly, I hope he's going to address how do we hold people accountable for their malfeasance in the 2020 election. And so I think it's a very critically important message. And I'm looking forward to it. I think this is what a lot of people have been looking for. I think it's the first of many releases of information that the president's going to be talking about. And just to give you a little bit of an insight as to what I think he's going to be focused on, I don't know if you remember a while back, but Tulsi Gabbard and John Solomon had been trading documents back and forth. And John Solomon, who now works for the administration, part-time, in addition to his Just the News work, was in possession of a series of documents that indicated the Chinese government and the Venezuelan government had interfered in the 2020 election. And he said he was going to be posting those documents up online. We were expecting to see them up online at the Office of Director of National Intelligence. That never happened. Instead, those documents went to Christopher Fox, who's the Inspector General for the intelligence community. And at the time, I opined, I said, well, this is means one of two things. Number one, it's going there to get buried. Or number two, it's going there because they are teeing up criminal referrals that the Inspector General can issue. And by what I'm seeing already, what the buzz I'm seeing right now about what's happening Thursday, is that I think it's teeing up the latter. I think we're getting to the point where the investigations are getting very serious.
Very good. Excellent. We're going to hold you through the break. Patrick Kobach, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate. We'll have more with him. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number two. Staying through the break, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach is on the line. Pat, I subscribe to your following you on your Twitter X account, PJ Kobach And one of the things that you posted was a video clip from the 2018 gubernatorial debate. You were on stage with Bill Schuette, Brian Kelly, Gretchen Whitmer, of course, running as a Democrat back in 2018, and Abdul El-Sayed. He was actually on the debate stage running for governor back in 2018. Now, of course, appears to be maybe leading in the polling to be the Democrats' candidate for U.S. Senator facing Mike Rogers on November 3rd. And you posted the clip that I've seen many, many times, but you actually stood up in response to Sharia law going into effect in our court systems here in the state of Michigan. And you gave a very eloquent answer to the question, but more importantly, you directed your comments, a lot of it, toward the Muslim on that stage, Abdul El-Sayed, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Can you explain to the folks, give us a little bit of a synopsis of what basically you said, and why did you say it?
Yeah, back in May 2018, during the heart of the gubernatorial race, back in 2018, that ultimately Gretchen Whitmer ended up winning, there was a forum hosted in Lansing by the Michigan Press Association, and one of the questions that Kamal Lynn asked was talking about concerns around implementation of Sharia law, and I used that question to highlight the terrorist associations of Abdul El-Sayed, and in particular his associations with a terrorist organization known as the Muslim Brotherhood. And Abdul El-Sayed didn't like that, but I provided the evidence. And I don't know if I was eloquent, because I don't know if I ever speak eloquently, but I was informed. And I wanted to make sure everybody else who was there was informed and knew the facts about his association. Here's the facts. He was vice president of the University of Michigan Muslim Students Association. The Muslim Students Association was identified as the number two organization in the list of Muslim Brotherhood friends assisting with their mission of civilization jihad. The Muslim Brotherhood has been designated a terrorist organization by majority Arab and Muslim countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia. El-Sayed signed a petition supporting deposed Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi instituted a Sharia-compliant Egyptian constitution. Under Morsi, Coptic Christians were persecuted, including attacks upon 40 churches on August 14, 2013. And it should be pointed out that Mohamed Morsi, the guy that Abdul El-Sayed supports, was a former leader of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, El-Sayed proudly claimed that he had dual Egyptian and U.S. citizenship when he was assistant professor at Columbia University. And good old El-Sayed buddy Hassan Piker has endorsed El-Sayed and has appeared with him at multiple events. And for those of you who don't know, Hassan Piker is infamous for remarks such as America deserved 9/11. So that, in a nutshell, is Abdul El-Sayed. And here's the sad part. I think that if he does go on and win the Democratic primary, he's going to wipe the floor with Mike Rogers, because Mike Rogers isn't going to be willing to point out what I just pointed out.
Well, no, not only on that point, and in the video, which again is on your Twitter X account, I reposted it on my page as well. You're not talking about the Muslim faith. What you're talking about, and you said it on the stage in the rebuttal, after El-Sayed responded, you had 30-second rebuttal. You said clearly, this is about the Muslim terrorist organizations that this guy's been a part of, been affiliated with. You weren't attacking the Muslim faith. You were talking about his relationships and participation in these terrorist organizations that the president has clearly listed as being a terrorist group.
Exactly. And that's what prompted him. I mean, I sat there on stage. And I said, listen, I'm a Christian. I love everybody. This isn't about me hating any particular religion or individual or race or origin of whatever. It wasn't about that at all. And that got under his collar to the point where he responded, well, you may not hate Muslims, but Muslims definitely hate you. And you know what? there's 150 members of the Michigan Press Association there. How many stories do you think were promoted on that? Do you think that would have gone national, that went national, and they all picked up on it and said, hey, oops, looks like Elsa had stepped in it here? No, nobody did that.
Not one story. Not one story, Pat.
Yeah. Here's one thing that just really eats at my craw. In the wake of me going off and working with the late Phil Haney and Kamal Saleem, who's a former member of the Muslim Brotherhood, now a devout Christian, we were at a forum and we were talking about the concerns with the Muslim Brotherhood. And Al-Sayed and his team went off and used BuzzFeed to go off and corner Sean Hannity, who had endorsed my run for governor at the time. And Sean Hannity pulled a dog has some things to say on this as well. But Sean Hannity had the gall to pull his endorsement because he didn't want me talking about Al-Sayed this way. And now, if you watch Sean Hannity in his show all the time, he's beating up on Al-Sayed all the time. It's just so frustrating.
But one of the things that I think a lot of people, because I've mentioned on this show in the past that he was a Muslim, and I got a couple of text messages immediately saying, Randy, I did not know that about him. And I said, well, that's okay. You have to look at his background. Where was he born? Where was he raised? It's a fact. I mean, he's a Muslim. That's not the issue. It's not the faith. It's his relationship with these organizations that really actually, Pat, is what you're saying is the real problem.
Exactly. I mean, some of these Muslim Students Association, I don't know if the University of Michigan says this, but they actively promote dying for the sake of Islam. And they're pushing civilization jihad, which means remaking the United States into the image of Islamic civilization. So, and by force. And so, no, I this guy should have nothing to do with any elected position in the United States whatsoever. Matter of fact, the idea of somebody having dual citizenship serving in any government capacity is kind of abhorrent to the principles of the Constitution from my perspective. Maybe this would be a good wake-up call for people to say, you know what, Ilhan Omar, you know what, Abdul Al-Sayed, you know what, all these folks who want to think it's better to be living in another country, go live in the other country. And there's a reason why we're celebrating our 250th anniversary under the same constitution, and these other countries are just still trying to figure it out.
Now, I have a question, because I got a text here, a couple of them actually, along the same lines. With this information coming out, do you think that perhaps Mike Rogers and the Republican Party is holding off to see if, in fact, he does beat Haley Stevens on August 4th, and then let this be known, whether it's by Rogers himself or a surrogate or someone else, to let this information out there? Dual citizenship, he's a citizen with Egypt and the United States. Is that a constitutional no-no? Does that disqualify him from serving in the U.S. Senate?
Be. It should be, but it's not. I think I've already seen evidence that they are working through proxies. Like I saw an ad by Americans for Prosperity that didn't touch any of the topics I just talked about. They went in some other areas of his past. I mean, this guy's a hothead. He comes across all charismatic and smooth, but I'll tell you, underneath it, there's a flaming ball of hate, and you saw it in that Michigan Press Association, and he's doing his best to try to cover up on that. I heard from somebody that he actually tried to apologize for that event. Well, he was directing it to me. You'd think he'd apologize to me if that were the case, and that never happened.
Yeah, never did. One other text message I just got. This race, the way you're seeing it, and you see the way the polling's going, the endorsements that have come in, Bernie Sanders, AOC, others, do you think this guy may actually beat Haley Stevens on August 4th?
Yes, absolutely. He's got a ground game. He had a ground game at governor. I think maybe the one reason God had me running for governor is to expose this guy during that race to keep him out of the governor's seat. But I'll tell you, he has got a very strong ground game, and he's got a lot of money from Act Blue, which is under fire for illicit campaign contributions. I mean, ActBlue has no controls put in place to prohibit foreign contributions. And so what are the odds that maybe he's getting some financial assistance from his friends in Egypt? You can't tell with ActBlue, but he says he takes no PAC money. But in the meantime, he has no problem apparently taking money from ActBlue that, for all we know, that money is coming from overseas.
Well, it's interesting because one of his big, on his signs, I just saw a big 4x4 go up across Costco, actually down the street from where I put your 2018 sign for governor. Right at the top of that 4x4 says money out of politics. What is he trying to do on that?
He's trying to say that he's a part of the Bernie Sanders movement, right? So Bernie Sanders, how many houses does he have? How much money does he have? But he's trying to lecture everybody else on why we shouldn't have any money. It's the same tactic being pushed by Al-Sayed. And by the way, it's the same tactic that was being pushed under the auspices of the Arab Spring by the Muslim Brotherhood. It was a freedom and justice party where they were actively trying to promote this idea, the haves and the have-nots, as a mechanism for driving a wedge in the people and preventing pushing socialism and communism into the halls of government. And eventually, military deposed Mohamed Morsi in Egypt. I prefer just that the voters took care of Abdul al-Sayed and rejected him at the polls in the primary coming up here. And frankly, make sure that he never, ever, ever gets his name on the ballot ever again. This guy doesn't belong in politics at all.
Got a text message, Ms. P., in Petoskey, Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian Muslim, said that they are infiltrating every office of the United States and will continue to do so. People need to wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you haven't read it already, I highly recommend reading this document called the Explanatory Memorandum. It details the strategy for the Muslim Brotherhood for what they call, in the document, civilization jihad in America. You can get it out at Center for Security Policy, I think, by Frank Gaffney, if you just do a Google search for that document. But this document, just to give everybody an insight, this isn't just me going off and off the cuff with no rationale for it or anything. This document was entered as evidence in the U.S. versus Holy Land Foundation trial by the FBI. And if you remember, that trial dealt with the first bombing of the World Trade Center. And they obtained this document when they observed this Arabic gentleman taking video of the pinions of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which guards the entrance to Norfolk, the world's largest naval base. So this alert harbor patrol officer went off, confronted the guy, found out, got his ID, found out that he had an outstanding arrest warrant, and handed it over to the FBI. FBI conducted a search of his basement, and then inside his basement, they found a secret sub-basement, which contained what they referred to as the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood in America. This document was among those documents. So I think it's important for people to read it. It identifies all their friendly organizations, including Abdul al-Sayed's Muslim Students Association. And, you know, as they say in the old G.I. Joe cartoons, knowing is half the battle.
Amen. Well, again, Civilization Jihad, just Google it. You'll find it. Pat Kolbeck, we appreciate the information and we'll be in touch, sir.
All right. Stay tuned Thursday night to the president's address. It's going to be a biggie.
Let'sfixstuff.org is his website. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is